Tuesdays are when KERA's American Graduate Project charts the journey from childhood to graduation. Today, we chart a different sort of journey, the one Dinesh Mali made from childhood in India to his spot as the first Indian American elected to the Irving School Board. Dinesh Mali grew up poor, and he was one of seven children. So when he got older and thought about going to college, his dad had bad news for him.
And my turn come up, he said, "Sorry, I'm exhausted. I got nothing for you." And, you know, that was a challenge.
So he asked for help from an older brother who was in the U.S. getting his master's. His brother agreed, and in January 1966, Mali came to the U.S. He learned English by taking classes in Chicago's community college system. Today, the newly minted trustee looks back on his immigrant experience to encourage other immigrants to learn English.
My problem when I came to Chicago was I cannot tell a guy how to buy a pie or a hamburger or a Coke. So I had to learn that part of the conversation.
Mali would go on to get his Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering from the University of Missouri at Columbia and a master's degree in the same field from Washington University in St. Louis. Mali, who's 69, got married, raised a family, and eventually settled in Southern Irving, an inner ring suburb in the midst of a demographic transformation powered by a wide range of immigrant families.
It's not only Spanish people live here. We have Indian people live here, Islamic people live here, Sudanese people live here, Nigerian people live here. And, you know, their kids go to school, but parents don't know English.
Mali says he plans to promote programs that teach English to immigrant parents. That was one of his messages to voters this past election, in which he won by a large margin. He ran unsuccessfully two previous times. The big difference this time? This was Irving's first election using single-member districts, which were ordered by a federal judge last summer. Even so, many of Irving's Indian community don't live in Mali's district. They're in North Irving, and their kids go to schools in the Carrollton Farmers Branch and Coppell districts. Sarisha Kodeboina is one of those residents. She was tending a food booth at the Taste of Irving this past weekend.
Education is a very, very important part of how Indians are raised, because most of the Indian population is middle class. So their ticket to America or to better places is education and jobs.
Kodeboina and her husband own several businesses, including Southern Spice, a homestyle Indian food restaurant. Mali doesn't represent her, but she says having a diverse board can make a difference.
So, you know, for somebody who is born and brought up here, they may not exactly understand where a parent who was raised in a different country is coming from and why some things might be very important to them, you know.
Irving's growing immigrant population has had an impact in the classroom and in the services the city provides. Jason Brown is senior recreation specialist at Cimarron Recreation Center in the North Irving neighborhood of Valley Ranch. He and Mali recently talked about plans for the city's first Indian Heritage Festival later this year. Mali is a volunteer for the city's Parks and Recreation Department. Brown also notes the city's three cricket fields. The bat and ball game is popular in places like India, England, and Southern Africa.
20 years ago, that didn't happen. So you do evolve. And part of it is the population group sometimes will come to us and say, "Hey, this is what we're interested in," you know, because we may be, to be honest, may be ignorant about what we're missing out on.
Mali says he, too, wants to make sure the city keeps evolving. And that task begins now. Last night, he was sworn in to the school board. Stella Chavez, KERA News.